fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is John Moore. It is Sunday, March 18th, 2007. Welcome back to the second hour of the John Moore Show. We are visiting with Peter up in Niagara Falls, Canada, and we're talking about steam engines. Peter, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So you're looking at the 3 horsepower and the 20 horsepower, and you're looking at these batteries. Yeah, they can be 300 and 400 pounds easily.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're quite expensive on one hand. On the other, if properly maintained, they will last for many years and give you lots of good service.
Yeah, from, what, 15 to 20 years, depending on how...
The ones I've got have been in service now for 9 years, and they're in perfect condition. So I fully expect them to last another 10 years with no problem whatsoever. Now, you need PulseTech devices to maintain these batteries in perfect condition.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that because I know that they say 15 to 20 years. Maybe that's the manufacturer's list. But I was going to ask you, if they say 15 to 20 years, if you were to use that the product by KMT to desulfidize the battery?
Well, yes. What the PulseTech does, and the U.S. military uses the same devices, by the way, it knocks that sulfur buildup off the lead plate. That's what makes these batteries go back.
Yeah.
And it sends a reverse charge into the battery and knocks that sulfur buildup off the plates. I've been using PulseTech now for about 10 years on my trucks and cars, and it really does work. I get 2 to 3 times the service out of my batteries than I normally would.
Mm-hmm.
So when you spend that kind of money on batteries, you could spend $20,000 easily on a set of batteries to run a ranch or a home in the country. Mm-hmm. So you want to be sure you do everything you can to maintain these batteries in pristine condition.
Yeah, because my question was if the manufacturer rates the batteries from 15 to 20 years, how much life using the KMT product would I be able to get out of it? How much more?
Well, I would hesitate to say double, but I would hope that you can double the life. That's what I've been getting on regular car and truck batteries, is double the life. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned. Peter, hang in there. We got a break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Sunday, the 18th of March, 2007, we're visiting with Peter in Niagara Falls, Canada, and we're talking about steam engines and batteries and making your own electricity. You still there, Peter?
Yep, I am.
Do you have a timeline to get your program going here, buy your land, get set up with your steam engine?
Within a year.
And what's going to be done? What's going to be complete by March of 2008?
What's going to be complete? Well, right now I'm looking to buy a piece of land, so I haven't picked the land out. I'm looking for an area that's, well, obviously not too close to the lake for,
right,
you know, Planet X reasons. So,
right. Have you got a copy of my article, Peter?
No, I don't.
I think you may find that helpful, and I would encourage you to go to my website, thelibertyman.com. I've had quite a few of these articles go to Canada and New Zealand, and just all over the world. But I think you would find it helpful in everything you're doing to have a copy of it.
Okay. How many pages is it?
It's 18 pages. It's $5.
Okay.
And it's got footnotes and a bibliography. There's 5,000 pages worth of books in the bibliography if you want to do your own homework, and I encourage you to do so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And also, did you hear earlier in the show when I mentioned the Department of Defense climate report?
No.
Okay. Do you have access to Google?
Yes.
put this in Google. DOD, that's Delta Oscar Delta, DOD Climate Report in the Google. First thing that comes up will be a link to read the official Pentagon Abrupt Climate Report, Abrupt Climate Change Report. It's 22 pages. You can read it. You can download it, print it out, whatever you want to do. But I would encourage you to do that also, Peter.
Okay. Do you have time for two more quick questions? Or
yeah, go ahead.
I have a DVD that I got from Mike Brown last year. It basically shows the steam engine, basically the setup, and kind of explains how it works and whatnot. It doesn't go into detail on installation, but they show on there where they burn wood and coal, and they also had a little motor that burned heating oil to warm up the boiler. Now, okay. my question to you is with the motor that burns the heating oil, can you use used motor oil in that to burn?
You have to look at the specs, the engineering specs for that burner. Now, when you got your DVD, Mike was not at that point in time fabricating boilers. He is now.
Okay.
When you got that DVD, he was just giving people instructions on how to build their own. And almost nobody wanted to do it. But he finally saw the light, and he's fabricating boilers and selling them also. Mm-hmm. And you have to check with the engineering specs for that little motor to see what all you can burn in it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other quick question I had is, are you familiar with the Rife frequency device that's...
I use Rife technology on a regular basis. I would like to own one. I don't own a Rife machine.
Okay.
But I'm very familiar with it, and I use it myself, yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you, or maybe if one of the listeners, because I know there's quite a few places that you can find one, but whether or not they actually have the technology that, you know, it mimics what Rife actually made.
The technology is simple. The technology of a frequency generating, a radio frequency generating device, is basically a high school shop project. The difficult part is knowing what frequencies do what to what cells.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the rubber meets the road, Peter.
Mm-hmm. So you find there's a difference between the digital and the analog models?
Well, of course, everything Rife did back in the 30s was all analog. There was no digital back then.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you know what you're doing, I don't see where it makes any difference. What Rife did in the 1930s with analog technology was cutting edge at that time, and is still cutting edge. Everything you're going to buy today is going to be digital, I believe. Is anybody selling analog devices?
Yeah, I've seen there's still a few analogs available, yeah.
Well, the ones, I don't know if I would get an analog one, because digital technology is simple and a lot more accurate. So I would go ahead and go with digital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just curious as to if you knew of any makers that...
I'm not going to recommend a maker. I don't recall the one I've been using, but I'll do some homework on that and report back next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Peter. We appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you. That was Peter in Canada, and we haven't talked about steam in any length for a while, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I was talking to this group last week about preparedness, this community group. I was trying to emphasize how absolutely important it is to have something that will generate electricity dependably. You may look at wind, you may look at solar. The closer you look, the more you realize the deficiencies in both those ways of generating electricity. Steam, on the other hand, is a way to get all the electricity you want with no compromise. As long as you have a little bit of water, it doesn't take a whole lot, and something that will burn, which for most of us will be wood or coal, or could be dried out cow dung, or even old textbooks, you can have electricity. And unless you want to go back to living like Little House on the Prairie, which is not a fun place to be, quite frankly, it's a lot of work, you may think it's romantic, but hot showers are something I really don't want to give up if I don't have to. I've taken a bath out of a M1 steel helmet before a lot of times. It is not a fun place to be. The steam power can make all the electric that you need, dependably, long-term, and that's simply the bottom line. You can look at my website. I've got all of Mike Brown's products here. I'm selling them at a 10% discount under what Mike sells, and that's our marketing agreement between the two of us. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to know about steam engines, you can find out there. And I've got a link to Mike Brown's website. If you want to buy his books and DVDs, go to Mike Brown's website. There's a link from my website, and you can certainly look at everything Mike Brown has. And we've got Michael in Missouri. Are you there, Michael?
Hi, John. Yeah.
Go ahead. What's on your mind today?
Hi. I've got a couple of things. I was on talking about, but I know a lot about that as yourself. I know that you just mentioned you use it. I don't know if this will be. I know a couple of doctors that specialize in helping find those frequencies. One uses a particular method of testing that might help those. If I can give you those names if you want, might. It might contribute to your research.
Well,
one is
are they using kinesiology to do that testing?
One of them, well, he does, but no, that's not the main form of testing. Actually, it's called radionics saliva testing. There was a few doctors and scientists earlier on that developed that technology, and it's a rather suppressed technology like Rife, and though they have found it to be extremely accurate. In one case, this one particular doctor has found it to be accurate with about a 15-year behind it in experience with that. Although I do understand there's some skill involved. You know, so,
Are you speaking into the receiver, Michael? I can barely hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, is that better?
That's a little bit better. So what's the name of the doctor?
Okay, sure. His name is Dr. Richard Lloyd, and I think his website is something www.royalrife.com.
Okay.
And I've heard him speak on talk radio before, and there's one other mention I'll say that there's something called the Frequent Research by a former Air Force officer, I believe, or Air Force pilot, I'm sorry, Dr. Jeffrey Sutherland. Okay, just Google that.
What's the last name for Dr. Jeffrey?
Sutherland, S-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-E. And he's with the National Institutes of Health, and he's not only a good writer per se, but one at finding those frequencies that some other methods can't find. The call, though, but it's an interesting conversation. I actually called because I had followed up with your book, No Need for Panic, and I got Dr. McKinney's book that you said was as important as a birth certificate, and you'll agree that it's critically important after reviewing that book. I also checked one of the other books that Kenny spoke about called The Book of the Cauldron, and there's an account of this flyby of this, what some people call Planet X,
right,
which I'm beginning to understand might be actually kind of like another sun or a brown dwarf star. And the descriptions in that book are quite incredible. Absolutely. So if these... I guess we have Mars that is heating up, according to National Geographic's latest article on the 28th of February, and we have other evidence that scientists are speaking about that it's not only Earth, but apparently the rest of the solar system. And, of course, an article just came out yesterday saying that, well, it's because of our own sun. Maybe that's the real reason behind global warming. You know, I don't think that it's that. I think if this other object that's coming in that they're trying to look for down in the South Pole, if it is a sun...
Both ways of thinking are right, Michael, for the following reason. This other object is interacting with our sun and causing our sun to put out dramatic new amounts of energy.
That's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, I'm not really educated in that area, but I've done enough checking and reading to think and see a connection.
Hold on to the break, Michael. We got a break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I want to take just a moment to talk now about PulseTech products. I've been using these products myself for 10-plus years, and this is a way to help your lead-acid batteries last probably twice as long. That's the kind of success I've had, plus maintain a full charge if you get one of the devices to do that. They have a number of devices. These things really work. The U.S. Army uses them on their M1 Abrams tanks. Now, that tells me a lot right there. It should tell you a lot. Give Roger Brown a call at 800-303-5902. I say again, 800-303-5902. His website is kmt-usa.com, kilomiketango-usa.com. You'll be glad you did. Give Roger a call. And these devices, these Power Pulse devices, will help you increase the life of your lead-acid batteries tremendously. Thank you.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is John Moore on Sunday, the 18th of March, 2007. We're visiting with Michael from Missouri, and we're talking about Professor McCannon's work and his books. Are you still there, Michael?
Hi, I'm still here.
Okay. So how long have you had Professor McCannon's books?
I've had it since I got it from where I learned about it from, and I really appreciate that map that was in there. In fact, I need to get another copy because I think I left that particular part at home, and because we've really been studying the map lately. After I got your book, then I got the book that you recommended by Professor McCannon, and there's so many skills that we need to be brushing up on, for sure.
Absolutely.
And that book is just really important to begin to understand the depth of and the criticalness of what you're trying to teach people about.
Well, so, it's in our face, Michael. You know, these 2 to 3 years we've got, and hopefully it will be 3 years, will pass very quickly. Very quickly. Less time than it takes to go through high school. I mean, this will pass very quickly.
I was going to say, I've been thinking about going to EMT courses like you recommend, because that's a critical skill among the others. There's so many things. I think that, like you have also advised, I don't think it's going to be something you can do alone. I think a lot of folks would like to.
There's a number you need to be aware of. That number is 168.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned it in my paper. Do you remember?
I remember. That's how many hours that we have.
That's how many hours there are in a week. I know a lot of people. You may know some yourself. I know a lot of listeners out there. They got a wife and maybe some teenage children or young adult children. When it comes to a long-term crisis and security concerns, some responsible adult has to be awake 168 hours a week. And in addition to doing all the chores around any ranch or farm of repairing equipment, taking care of animals, and domestic chores, throwing on top of that security hours makes it quite a burden. For just, you only got two adults, you're in deep trouble. Four adults makes it a little bit better. You need six or more adults, really, to cover that kind of watch time all night, every night, to really get by and have people have any kind of normal life.
That's a very good point, and it's not something that I'd ever thought of. It's so good to have someone with your experience about these things. And could I ask you one last
question? Please, go ahead, Michael.
I learned something from you a few years back from other books, How to Be Your Own Bodyguard, and went in some of J.R. Nyquist's work, and occasionally I check his web, some good information from Russia, and they call communist insults on, and I say he had an article posted on something called, it actually goes back to a paper called the Epic Times, and I think there's a website here, and they've since removed this article, by the way, and I think J.R. Nyquist did too. But it's absolutely shocking because the title of the article, originally, as it was on the Epic Times, which I believe is Chinese, it says, and it's as well as English, and the leading CCP is for exterminating U.S. population. And I've saved this article, although it was dated 2000, and although they've since removed it, I'm sitting here about an alleged or rumored conversation of a CCP, you know, Communist Party official here, talking about how that the Chinese people need or they're going to die, and how they need more room, and the warfare they need to use, like the warfare of yesterday, they need to use something like biological weapon. They use the word cleaning up of America,
right,
and so on. It's hideous. It's a hideous article.
It is. We haven't talked about that on this show for quite a while, Michael. But the dragon, the big bad red Chinese dragon, of course, is always just around the corner. And they will be losing half or more of their agricultural lands when these oceans come up, and they're going to be looking to the heartland of the United States to make up the difference. They're already pre-positioning men and equipment, mostly equipment at the moment, in Mexico, and I think some in Canada, to the best of my knowledge, in preparations for their invasion of this country. So on top of everything else, we have that to anticipate also.
Well, you know, and the Bible tells us, and somebody may correct me if I'm wrong, but I've read that the word "republic" means China.
The word what means China? You broke up.
I'm sorry, that the word Gog in Arabic means China. And, of course, some people will think, well, no, that means Russia. I've had in the book, The Survival of the Remnant, H. explains that word based on some Bible text that he had read, the word instead of Gog. I mean China. I'm sorry.
Okay, I'm with you. I'm with you, yeah. Well, regardless, Michael, we know we need to get prepared, and we don't have long, don't we?
Right, right.
Thank you for your call, sir. We appreciate it. Break coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
From Russia with love.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore on Sunday, the 18th of March, 2007. Welcome back. J.R. Nyquist is a man who I highly respect. He's a fellow former intelligence analyst, as am I. Very bright guy. One of the most analytical minds I've ever ran across. His expertise, his specialty, is analyzing and keeping up to date with the latest nuances regarding the Russian bear and the Chinese dragon. He's authored several books. Origins of the Fourth World War is an excellent book I highly recommend. I've interviewed J.R. on my show before. Not this show, but the show I had on another station. I need to catch up with J.R. and see how he's doing and see if he'll come on the air sometime soon. I've been promising not to do too much of the geopolitical stuff, but it's hard to separate the geopolitical matters from the sense of urgency. I want you all to have a sense of urgency about getting prepared. And talking to a bona fide expert like J.R. Nyquist, I believe, may help accomplish that goal. That's my belief. So there's a link to J.R.'s website. For my website, I'm pretty sure there's a link there, to the best of my knowledge and recollection, there is. J.R. Nyquist, excellent writer, excellent researcher, well-spoken gentleman, and I look forward to talking to him soon, see if he'll come on the show. I need to get Michael Brown on the show again to also and talk more about steam engines. We're into the spring of the year now, and people are getting more active and ready to do projects since it's not so bitterly cold anymore. It's an excellent time to be looking at steam power and becoming self-sufficient, possibly becoming the source of energy for a small community. The 20-horsepower steam engine could run a couple of two or three houses, maybe a house in a store, or a couple of houses in a small store. There's a lot of horsepower that can make a lot of electricity. So I would encourage people to look at both the 3-horsepower and the 20-horsepower engine for that stated reason. The little 1-horsepower, you're not going to accomplish a whole lot. You'll charge up a battery that you can use your radios and maybe a couple little lights, and you're not going to do much else with it with that 1-horsepower engine. But the 3-horsepower is big enough that you can get some serious electricity, and the 20-horsepower is large enough that you can have all the electricity you need, all the domestic hot water you need for heating your home, or water for bathing, and so forth. Plus, excess energy to run all kinds of devices and implements. So it's just a wonderful thing to have access to. This presentation I did last week, there was a superintendent of schools in the front row of the audience, and I said, "Sir, do you know that a nuclear-powered submarine is a steamboat?" And he shook his head no. I asked the lady on the other end of the room, "Ma'am, do you know that a nuclear-powered aircraft carrier is a steamboat?" And I asked the gentleman behind her, "Sir, do you know that a nuclear power plant is a steam-generating power plant?" And that's news to most people. Most people don't know that a nuclear aircraft carrier is a steamboat. That a nuclear power plant is a steam-generating plant. Industry has always used steam for the last nearly 200 years. Once engineers figured out the power of steam and how to harness it, they never walked away from it. It's Mike Brown, however, that brings steam power to the level that normal people can use it around the farm and around the ranch to generate all the hot water they need and to make all the electricity that they need. It's a double benefit from having a steam generator, a steam engine, a steam boiler, both those benefits. If you want to be self-sufficient and not live like Davy Crockett or Daniel Boone, I'm going to encourage you to look at steam power. Now, here's what it takes to do solar. If you want to run a home with a deep well, a three-bedroom ranch home, and run everything on electricity because you won't have access to propane or natural gas, you're looking at about an $80,000 investment in solar panels, the batteries, the inverters, and so forth. About 80 grand. About half of that is in the panels. Now, panels, I have to admit, panels are tougher than they used to be. They absolutely are. However, a good-sized hailstorm will damage or destroy your solar panels. You can count on it. Wind power, unless you get a commercial-sized wind generator, which are quite expensive, we're looking at $20,000 plus. I wouldn't even want to guess what one of those big commercial windmills costs. Maybe $50,000. You're not going to generate a whole lot of electricity. It's not like having a 1-horsepower steam engine. You'll get enough to run a couple little lights, maybe a battery-powered radio. That's about all you're going to get. You're not going to be running it at your deep well. You're not going to get any domestic hot water. You're not going to be cooking with it or running an air conditioner. Just forget about that. With wind power. And like I say, to do it with solar power, you're looking at about 80 grand. Do it right. Now, accomplishing this with steam is a fraction of the cost, an absolute fraction of the cost, a lot more defendable, a lot easier to maintain, and you're completely self-sufficient with no compromise, living what we call a normal life in the 21st century. With hot and cold running water, air conditioning, hot showers. Hot showers are really nice. The ability to cook with electricity, use a microwave oven if you choose to do so, have all your lights, your deep well, and so forth. So I cannot speak too highly of Team Power and what Mike Brown has done for all of us. There's no place else, ladies and gentlemen. There's a guy who builds one or two a year as sort of a quasi-hobby, which that's not even worth mentioning. Mike Brown is the only man in this country fabricating steam engines and steam boilers suitable for use around the home and around the ranch and the farm. He's it. He's it. And it's not like he's got a huge plant. 5,500 square feet, 10 or 12 employees. The backlog can be a number of months. He doesn't fabricate 100 at a time. He typically does a run of 10 or 12 at a time. When he sells those off, he starts making another 10 or 12. And this doesn't happen overnight. It takes several months when he starts a new run to fabricate these engines and prepare them ready for shipment. The bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, if you want steam power, if you want to have it 3 months from now, you need to be placing your order now. Because then we got the next choke point, and that choke point being the men that can install these things. There's only two men that I'm aware of who are going around the country and installing these steam engines. That's getting them set up so people can have electricity. Well, they have a schedule also. And they can't be two places at once. So you got two possible time delays. The time delay for taking delivery on your steam engine and a possible time delay on getting a qualified technician to set up your equipment so that you're dependably and safely generating steam power and steam-driven electricity. You might be sitting there thinking, well, I'm going to wait. He who hesitates is lost. Well, I'm going to wait may put you out of the picture. That's an assumption that what you want will still be there when you need it, and there'll be time to get it up and running. That's an assumption that may be based in reality. It may not be based in reality. I hope that if you do make that assumption that it works out for you. I truly hope so. I had a friend give me a pre-World War I rifle the other day. It's actually a black powder cartridge rifle, probably made about 1878, probably in Germany or Switzerland. We haven't yet determined who made it or when it was made or even the caliber. It's been fun showing it to different men who look at it and scratch their head and wonder and ponder what this rifle might be. I'm in the process of cleaning it up, and eventually I'll find somebody who knows exactly what this rifle is and what caliber it is, and then I'll finish cleaning it up and get some ammunition and try shooting it. It'll be a lot of fun to shoot a 120, 130-year-old rifle and see what it can do, how accurate it is, and so forth. It's about 11 millimeter, 10.8 or 11 millimeter. We just put a gauge on it the day before yesterday to try to determine what the caliber is. A big, heavy, slow-moving bullet with a black powder cartridge behind it. So it's going to be a lot of fun working on that project. Let's get back to communications for a moment. There's a lot to learn when you're working with radios. You need to learn about the specific antenna that will perform best for your application, whether it's a handy-talkie, or a mobile unit, or a base unit. All three applications will take different types of antennas. Now, your mobile unit can double as a base unit. You just have to have a power supply at your designated place and the proper type of base antenna to get the kind of coverage you're looking for. Mobile antennas, by definition, are a compromise, and most of them are designed specifically to make use of the metal of the car as a ground plane to help it perform better. I don't know what you do if you've got a Corvette. I know there's antennas that will work without that ground plane effect. But it takes knowledge, it takes expertise, it takes practice to get good with these professional-grade equipment, these radios, ham radios, and Motorola-type professional radios. I'm still learning. I'm learning all the time. I've got a, right here at hand, I've got a Motorola Spectra. It's a professional-grade VHF radio, very high quality. Everything Motorola makes is high quality. And I'm learning. I'll be getting some lessons the next day or two and some of the nuances of this particular machine and how to make it perform in the way I want it to perform. You don't want to be in the middle of a crisis, ladies and gentlemen, with your radio brand new in the box and not knowing how it functions. That's not a good place to be. It really isn't. You want to have all your communications equipment very familiar, tested, and operational and ready to go when the crisis comes. The time to do that is not after the crisis hits. You'll be not thinking clearly, depending on the severity of the crisis and how much in your face it is. Trying to learn things of a technical nature when you're under severe stress is not a good place to be. It really isn't. You don't want to be there. And if people are depending on you, if you've got small children that depend on you to be safe, you've got elderly people that depend on you to be safe, they're counting on you to have that knowledge when you need it. They're counting on you to have that expertise already in hand and ready to put into effect when it's necessary. Because you're all they got. If you have people in their 80s that depend on you, pre-puberty children that depend on you, it's your responsibility to do the right thing now so that you can protect innocent human life when the time comes. In my opinion, that's the most important thing. Protecting innocent human life when the crisis comes. That's the most important thing. We had a caller a few minutes ago talking about how I recommended taking the EMT course. Well, of course you should take an EMT course. The little half-day Red Cross first aid thing is better than nothing, but not much better. I had my daughter and I took that when she was, I think, 12 years old. And she had a lot of fun learning how to bandage up Dad on that morning and early afternoon. And she took the written test and did better than some of the adults who were in that class. The Red Cross first aid class. Now, however, you would be well advised to consider taking an EMT course at your local junior college. It's one semester, and you'll be ahead of 99% of the people in this country when it comes to life-saving skills. Take it a step farther and take three more semesters, and you'll have paramedic credentials. Unless you want to become a paramedic, I wouldn't worry about testing out. Be there to get the knowledge. That's what's necessary. You want to be there to get the knowledge so you can save life when the time comes. In case you weren't paying attention during Hurricane Katrina and some of these other major disasters, 911 doesn't work during a major crisis. 911 does not work during a major crisis. You're on your own. You're your own police department. You're your own paramedics. You're your own fire department. If you're not, you're hopelessly lost. So the time to prepare to become your own police department, to become your own paramedics, to become your own fire department is now, while you can, while we have what appears to be the luxury of time. I hope it is a luxury of time. 21 months, 24, 20, 36. I can't tell you any more precisely than that. I know what the government's timetable for evacuations is. I do have that information, but I don't know when we'll have to be implementing our knowledge and our skills and getting by the best we can with the knowledge, skills, equipment, and supplies that we've got. I don't have that information. What we did learn, September September 11th, 2001, is that reality can change in moments. I started out that morning. It was another day. I had a social obligation, a funeral of a very good dear friend of mine. Like all of us did, we started out a normal day, 2001, and in minutes, reality changed forever. The entire private aircraft industry was shut down in those minutes. The FAA, Federal Aviation Administration, shut down all commercial and general aviation in this country. Only military aircraft flying. Now, that's a massive change in reality. Massive change. We all have our stories. I've got mine. You have yours. That coming up. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. We'll wrap up the show soon. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a garden, if you know somebody that has a garden, if you have a farm, if you know somebody that has a farm, any kind of farm, whether it's row crops, fruit trees, tomatoes, hog farm, they need to know about BioZymeAg.com, BioZymeAg.com. A unique line of products for agriculture, whether you're growing tomatoes in a 5-gallon plastic bucket or you have 5,000 acres in wheat or alfalfa, potatoes, doesn't matter, hog farm. There will be products here that will help you have a better quality product without the use of chemical fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides. BioZymeAg.com. They have a phone number, 785-628-6435. I say again, 785-628-6435. That's BioZymeAg.com. Check them out. You'll be glad you did.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore, and I've been close to the show here on Sunday, the 18th day of March, 2007. There's about 2,000 of you out there listening to me right now. Best I can tell, we have ways of determining the numbers. We don't know who's listening, but we know in rough numbers how many are listening. And, of course, there's always the archives, and you could be listening to this a year from now or even 2 years from now. It's my ongoing theme to encourage people to get prepared. It's my ongoing theme to encourage people to do their own homework. Don't just take my word for it. That's why my article, No Need for Panic, has footnotes, a bibliography, a list of websites. The bibliography has 5,000 pages worth of books written by real authors that really are in the Library of Congress. I'm not making this stuff up. The bibliography will be an education. It will wake you up. We talk about Professor McCanny a lot, as well we should. Both he and I give a lot of credit to Dr. Emmanuel Velikovsky. He's no longer with us. He's been dead for about 30 years or so. Dr. Velikovsky wrote a series of books back in the 50s and 60s about earth changes, about what he observed firsthand regarding rapid changes on this planet. Tidal waves, hundreds of feet tall, that had wiped out, wiped over continents, I should say. He went around the planet observing and looking at firsthand the evidence of this. Zechariah Sitchin. Zechariah Sitchin can pick up Babylonian clay tablets and read them like you and I can read Time magazine. What a guy. He did cutting-edge work on translating the ancient Babylonian text, which gave very accurate descriptions of things in the heavenly bodies and celestial objects that we weren't able to confirm until the last 50, 60 years, because of our technology finally caught up and was able to verify what was written on the Babylonian clay tablets 6,000 years ago. There's a lot there. And the bibliography in my article, No Need for Panic, there's a lot there. If you're a reader, if you're a researcher, and you want to learn, by all means, get my article, No Need for Panic, available at my website, thelibertyman.com, and you'll get an education. Professor McCanny's new book, Calculate Crimes, is cutting edge. He has solved a 2,500-year-old mathematical mystery about prime numbers. And in my opinion, based on what I know so far, it appears that everything is at risk in regarding high-level military, government, and bank encryption codes, based on what he's been able to put together. It's no wonder he's so secretive about this new book coming out. No secret at all why he should be so secretive. I guess that's kind of a... Anyway, we're out of time here. It's been fun visiting with all of you this week, as always. You all have a great week. Get prepared. Take care of your loved ones, and God bless America.